Right, I want to talk a little bit about the changing in quarterbacks again. Coach Frazier just said that Christian will start this week.
Mm-hmm. I'm just about rhythming up with the guy who's taking the snaps. Doesn't matter who it is, we have to help him be successful, and he has to help us be successful. And so it's Christian this week, and that's who we're rolling with. That's who we're rooting for.
What do you expect from him? I mean, he's a guy who lost the job and had to fight through it to get things done. And got a fumble here at the podium. just about the way he's reacted, his character in here during these weeks where he didn't start. It seemed from the outside he wasn't a guy that was going to make a big stink about it and just do what he had to do in practice to try to get better, to get this opportunity again.
Absolutely. That's all about being a professional. You're given the opportunity to make plays, and he's done that in the past. And then he had the rib injury, which set him back. Matt stepped up and made plays for us. And then, you know, Christian had to take a back seat. But at the same time, anytime you have to take a back seat, anytime you have to sit down for a minute, it gives you time to reflect. And I think that he's done that. I think that he's seen how important it is to play at a high level at that position. But even more importantly, how important that position is to the overall success of the team and what it takes to actually hold that position. It's not just about your quarterback play. It's about how you lead off the field as well. So, and on the field, how you command the huddle, how you demand things of your teammates. I think he's had an opportunity to see that.
How do you try to keep his confidence up? Obviously, he's been through the ringer here. You're a receiver. What do you try to do to make him believe that he can do this all the time?
Same thing we've been doing with any other quarterback that's been at the position at the helm. Absolutely. We support whoever is back there. It's one of those situations where, you know, it's difficult because not only for them but for us as well, because, you know, you're trying to rhythm up with a guy, but, you know, there's a lot of rotation, maybe some uncertainty at that position from week in to week out. But no matter who's back there, they have our 100% support. And that will be no different this week with Christian.
Greg, given everything that's happened here, all the different quarterback changes, lack of offensive production, the way the Packers have played this year, have you had any cause to second-guess your decision to come over here?
Not at all. Not at all. It's not just about football. It really isn't. And for me, it took me, you know, I didn't really grasp that concept until I got over here. And my relationship with God increased a lot more. And I really realize it's so much greater than football. But obviously, the reason why I'm here is because of football. So I just want to be able to do what I can to help this team be successful. And that's really all I can do.
During your time in Green Bay, you had a lot of quarterback stability. Mm-hmm. Been here for 7 weeks now, and there's been three quarterbacks. How is that? Obviously, you rely on that position to get you the ball. Has it been difficult for you to adjust as it continues to move and just a different career adjustment?
It's definitely been a challenge. Anytime you've had something that's been a constant in your life and then shift takes place and it's no longer a constant, it's going to take some adjustment. And it's all about how you approach it. And the way I approach it is I have to be the best receiver for whoever's taking the snaps and whoever's throwing me the ball.
Sharper's had the opportunity of seeing it from both sides with this rivalry. Same thing with Favre. How about you? What are you anticipating? What do you think it's going to be like seeing that team on the other side?
It's definitely going to be different. It's definitely going to be different. Got a lot of familiar faces that I would be typically suiting up with, preparing with, but that's not the case anymore. And I got a lot of familiar faces in this locker room that I've enjoyed suiting up with, even though it hasn't been what we've hoped it would be. But we have to make it what we want it to be. And I think we have the guys in here to do that. And I'm excited about dressing up again with these guys and making sure that we get this ship headed in the right direction.
Will you be doing a lot of jawing with the defense in a fun way?
No, I'm not a jaw. I don't talk too much. I just play ball.
Greg, how do you avoid putting too much pressure on yourself, though, going into this game, pressing against your old team and wanting to produce against those guys?
I don't. That was the case. I've been doing that from week one, trying to do more. But it's been something that, you know, I feel like I can do more each and every week. I'm embracing my role in this offense, and, you know, it plays will come, opportunities will come, and it's just all about making them.
How about memories in this rivalry? I mean, obviously when you were on the other side, Brett threw you that record-breaking touchdown pass here in this building. So what is that like, I guess, being a part of something like that and then building on that?
Oh, obviously it's a great rivalry. Their fans hate us, our fans hate them. The same goes with the players. It's a little different for me because I don't really hate any of those guys over there, but it is what it is. It's another football game that we have to prepare to play, and we need a win. Bottom line, it doesn't matter who we're playing. We needed a win last week, didn't happen. The week before, didn't happen. This is our next opportunity, and we need this win, no matter who that opponent is. It just so happens to be the Green Bay Packers.
People talk wrong. A lot of the focus is going to be on you on Sunday. How do you plan to channel that and try to use it positively, or how much do you just ignore it?
Can't ignore it. Definitely can't ignore it, but you have to channel it into the right direction. And the way I'm going to try to channel it is putting it into play with when it comes to my practicing, even today, focus, and just trying to help the team understand what kind of team they are, anywhere I can help. You know, I'm not one that goes into with the mindset of trying to tell plays and different things like that. I don't really believe in that because it doesn't matter. They have a outstanding head coach, very, very smart play caller. So it doesn't matter what I tell the defense. I'm not going to try to tell them, oh, they're going to do this. I just want to tell them how the guys kind of play, the techniques they use, different things like that. But as far as plays and different things, I can't go into depth with that because, you know, plays change. But just trying to help my team prepare as much as possible. Obviously, it's a very familiar opponent for them as well as for myself. So there's nothing that they're going to present that's going to be different. There may be some kinks here or there, but both teams know each other. Both teams have experience playing with one another, and it's going to be no different come Sunday night.
I know the Green Bay media asked you a lot about Aaron Rodgers, and you needed Aaron a little bit. How would you characterize all that at this point?
At this point, it's behind me. You know, there's things that takes place in life that you know you wish didn't happen, but you grow from them. I'll use crisis, for instance. You know, if a crisis occurred in your life and you may have brought it upon yourself, but if you focus on just the crisis and not focus on how to overcome the crisis, you're going to stay within the crisis. And that's kind of how I approach this situation. It's a phenomenal organization. I had to make my departure. There were some things said that, man, if I could say it over again, I would have to reword it so that it could be conveyed a little differently. But they were said. I can't focus on that. I have to focus on the now and who I am and where I am now. Have a lot of love for everyone in that locker room. Don't hate. Have no hatred for anyone in that locker room. I know this is a rivalry, but I don't hate anyone over there. Organization was great to me. Fans were great to me. And the guys continue to be great to me. You know, I still have a relationship with those guys. So, and I'll forever have a relationship with those guys. So, I mean, there was things said that if I could take back, I would. I absolutely would. But I can't. So I have to live life with the cards that I dealt myself and the cards that are sometimes dealt not of your own choice.
People talk about rivalry games and how, despite previous successes or previous struggles, those it's kind of all thrown out the window. Is there any truth to that? Once you get out against your rival, it's just even playing field.
Absolutely. Anytime you enter into a division game, all statistics, all records are thrown out the window. Familiar opponent, so there's nothing that we can do that's going to be different. There's nothing that they can do that we haven't seen. It's all about executing, and right now they're executing very well, and we have to execute better.
Thanks, Greg.
Appreciate it.